Cities around the world, hoping to make urban life cleaner and greener, are trying to lure commuters out of their cars and onto mass transit. In Santiago, Chile, a state-of-the-art system has reduced pollution. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, a bungled startup has left millions of passengers reeling and hundreds of others suing the government.
So troubled is Santiago's new mass transit system, known as Trans-Santiago, that President Michelle Bachelet made this unusual admission just days after its disastrous rollout.
No es común que un presidente se pare frente a la nación.
It's not common for a president to stand before the nation and say, things haven't gone well, she said. But that is exactly what I want to say in the case of Trans-Santiago. The inhabitants of Santiago, especially the poorest, Bachelet said, deserve an apology. That was March. To see why Trans-Santiago is still dominating the headlines, cartoons, and congressional hearings, we descend into a cavernous subway station. Riders literally inch their way down broad corridors, bulging with humanity, sullen and unsmiling. Queues are long and tempers short. Someone faints, but there's no room to fall down. Shaking his head, commuter Alejandro Gonzalez says, a million more people are now crowded onto the subways, since Trans-Santiago did away with many of the old bus routes. But even though the subway goes to more places, he says, it still cannot accommodate all the rush hour riders.
When the trains get here, everybody rushes and people hit each other, shoving and pushing. So you get to work all stressed out. You'll leave all stressed out. I'm just waiting for someone to hit me. I'll hit them back.
Gonzalez says the politicians who put the system in place are exempt from the chaos.
I'm not okay, but my boss is okay. The politicians are doing okay. They have chauffeurs. They don't have any idea what it's like.
They saw numbers, streets, maps. They didn't see the city. They didn't see people.
Meet Deputy Patricio Hollis, president of the Congressional Committee investigating Trans-Santiago. He's doggedly pursued the architects of this transit system that has already cost the taxpayers $290 million in bailouts in just 7 months of operation. Hollis says a shameless lack of coordination radiates from the 1,500 pages of testimony, including that of the Public Works Minister.
He repeat 2 hours. We make exactly what we was commanded. Yes, but you never knock the door of the Ministry of Transportation to say, hey, hello, let us make this work together. I asked him this and he answered, nobody call me.
Trans-Santiago removed thousands of rundown buses from the streets and failed to tell the public where the new routes would run. The new fare cards were so badly administered that a moratorium had to be declared on all bus fares. But neither is there nostalgia for the system that existed under Chile's dictatorship and persisted for 17 years more. Deputy Hollis says privately owned buses careened through Santiago's streets, belching black smoke and competing for passengers in what appeared to be more a high-speed chase than a mass transit system.
During the dictatorship, the ministry said this must be a free market. Then we arrived to 13,000 buses and was crazy.
The system has been slashed from 3,000 private companies to just 10. But that hasn't brought efficiency, and Hollis says it represents a failure of free enterprise. Trans-Santiago has also spawned Chile's largest class action suit. Community leader Victor Tapia discovered the new transit system did not run to his old place of employment, and he was forced to change jobs. He united fellow travelers, some 800, who suffered similar complications and who are claiming damages of $38,000 each. But Tapia, a carpenter, says the idea is not about getting rich, but about getting respect.
Es una forma.
It's an intelligent way to protest, he says, and it's what the Constitution assures us, to live in dignity, in a clean environment, and that hasn't happened under Trans-Santiago. Last week's headlines brought more bad news for Santiago's weary travelers. The companies that operate Trans-Santiago said they may go bankrupt next year without a fare increase or another infusion of public funds. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Santiago, Chile.